this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Oh yeah! What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
groovy
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're stuck in traffic,
eating an ice cream cone,
brushing your teeth,
changing a light bulb,
fighting off a robber,
or
in history class.
Nice one. Okay, so I'm joined here today in the studio and also via Skype with, first of all, our special guest of honor, the man who will teach you English without you even knowing it, Kevin Conwell. How are you, man?
Hey guys, what's up? I am excellent.
Alright, so Kevin is our guest on today's show. Where are you calling in from today, Kevin?
I am calling from Denver, Colorado, where I am currently living. Beautiful, yeah. sunny Colorado.
And you were just telling me it's not typically sunny this time of the year?
Yeah, it's the middle of winter. It's January. Everybody always asks me about Colorado. Oh, it must be cold there. And it is sometimes, but Colorado is a very sunny state. They say we have 300 days of sun every year. Today's no exception. It's February. And outside, it's 70 degrees, probably around 20 degrees Celsius for the non-Fahrenheit users. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, just thanks for coming on the show today. This is going to be an awesome show. I can feel it. I mean, you're the English ninja, right?
I am definitely the English ninja.
And let us not forget our other host, the one and only, Ethan, Mr. Vocabulary. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Not too bad. How you feeling today?
Pretty good. Ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock and roll. And you also have some knowledge about Colorado, am I right?
I do. Born and raised.
Born and raised. Do you guys know each other?
No.
Well, I mean, like, obviously know each other now, but I mean, did you know each other in Colorado?
No. It's a big state.
Yeah, I know. I kind of hate it when people say that, right?
Yeah, there's at least a few hundred people in this state, so you can't really know everybody, right?
Okay.
Cool. So I think the other day someone asked you, they had a friend in Melbourne, and they asked you if you knew him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because Australia, the whole country.
Yeah, what about you're American. Oh, I have an American friend, you know him? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So, Kevin, just before we actually get started here, there's a little thing that you must know about the Real Life English Podcast. To actually be on the podcast, you have to do the Real Life All Year training. It's our little podcast catchphrase. So you reckon you could give us an aw yeah from Colorado?
Aw yeah!
Aw yeah! All right, so like Ethan said, let's rock and roll with this podcast and let's get started with today's shout out. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down. Alright, so we have another shout-out here today from iTunes. It is a 5-star review, and it is by CP Jose.
Jose.
Jose, right?
17.
17. CP Jose 17, or Polo from Mexico. And what does he say, Ethan?
Alright, so Polo has to say, keep up with the great job. Real Life English Podcast, it's an awesome way to learn English. Maybe in the future, I can make a podcast about words and phrasal verbs useful to interviews. Aw, yeah. P.S. I always laugh a lot when I'm listening to your podcast. Greetings from Mexico.
Aw, yeah. Thanks a lot, Jose, or Jose from Mexico. We love those 5-star iTunes reviews. As you guys probably know, the more 5-star reviews we get, the higher we rank on iTunes, the more people hear our podcast. And yeah, so that is today's shout outs. If you want to learn how to actually give us a shout out on iTunes, go to the show notes of this episode where you can see a video made by Ethan, which will tell you exactly how to do that on iTunes.
And where can they find the show notes?
The show notes will be at www.reallifeglobal.com/ninja. All right, so thanks a lot one more time, Jose, and let's move on to today's kick-ass quote.
I'm kick-ass.
For today's kick-ass quote, our special guest, Kevin, I believe you came up with an awesome quote, maybe even a little bit of a ninja quote that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
Yeah, I do have a ninja quote. I really believe that your attitude and your beliefs about English, but everything else that you do, really make the difference in your success. We have the strategies, we have the tools, we have the resources whenever we want them. We just have to find them. But if we don't have the right mentality, our success probably won't come. Or we'll start strong and then we'll lose energy quickly and we will burn out. We will lose all our energy quickly. And we will just end up not achieving our results that we're looking for. So, going into the quote today, it is, activity without purpose is the drain to your life. Activity without purpose is the drain to your life. And who said this was a guy named Tony Robbins. He is probably the most successful personal development coach, business coach, life coach out there. He's been around for decades. And he's just a big giant full of motivation and ideas and strategies to basically kick ass in life in general.
Sure. Sure. Nice, yeah. And by giant, you mean actually physically, right? He's a big dude, isn't he?
He's huge. I know his height. I think he's like 6'8" or 6'7", something like that. He's got a huge head. His hands are huge. I'm a big guy, but his hand is probably bigger than my face. So that's a big hand. If you want to go into Google, type in Tony Robbins hands. You might get a good idea of how big his hands actually are.
So let's just go into this quote here really quickly. So you said, well, first of all, you used a term before that. You said burnout. You said without mm-hmm. burning out. What does burnout mean exactly?
So burnout is when you have a really good idea. You have a lot of motivation. You're really ready to do something. You hit it hard. You put all your energy into it right from the start. But after a short amount of time, could be some days, could even be some minutes or some days or some weeks, you lose this energy. You lose this full motivation. And you just get really, really tired and you stop doing whatever it is you were trying to do.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So, and also when you mention activity without purpose is the drain of your life. What does drain mean in this case?
So drain, if you think of a drain is what is on the floor. It could be in the shower. It could be in the floor of your kitchen. And it's where the water goes down to the ground. It's where it all comes together and goes out below the floor. So it kind of sucks the water down into the floor underground. So a drain, you know, takes up everything and it makes it disappear, basically, right? So in this case, it's your energy getting sucked out of you and draining and disappearing. Your whole energy is draining out of you.
That's a great quote. And I think, like you said, it was relevant for everything in your life. How can we spin this around and so we can give our listeners an idea of how this can be relevant to their actual language learning? What do you have any, maybe some examples, maybe you yourself have experienced this, some of your students?
Sure. You know, so let me read that again. Activity without purpose is the drain to your life. So I can imagine people listening to this podcast right now, they might have experienced this, or some people they know have experienced this. You want to learn English, you need to learn English for some reason, for your job, for school, for international exchange program, and you were forced to do it. Somebody says you got to learn English, or these days, as everybody knows, English is very important, right? We all need English. But if you're just doing this because you think you have to do it, and there's no purpose, there's no meaning behind this, Then every time you sit down to study or practice or train, you're going to get tired. You're going to be bored. You're going to be annoyed. Because there's no underlying reason behind why you're doing this. So, you know, it's very easy to see with English. Until you really want to do it, a good example is you sit at home, you have an English book, you do some exercises, you look in the back of the book to see if they're right. And what was the purpose of that? You know, why is that fun? That's not fun for 99% of the people. That's not fun. So you get tired. The energy drains out of you. But let's say you go out and you're in the streets. You're walking down the streets of,
L.A.
L.A. And you're
I don't know. It's just a rap song. It popped into my head.
Walking down the streets of L.A. I don't know that. Could you do a little more of the song for us? Could you rap a little bit more of that?
Walking down the streets of L.A. I don't know.
I think that's...
I think it was like Dr. Dre.
That's like every rap song, I think, probably. Yeah. Like every West Coast rap song, I think, so.
Sure,
So you're walking down the streets of L.A., you got your hat on sideways, and you're visiting the
Is that Cribs or Bloods?
Neutral. You're wearing black, because you don't want to be involved in either of those gangs. So, plus, you're from Spain. You're not even involved in the American gangs. So you're from Spain, you're walking down the streets of L.A. in your black clothes, and your English is cool. It's not great. You know, it's good enough. You can have some conversations. You're a little nervous. You kind of get a little... intimidated every time you need to speak English. But then you see Dr. Dre. He's also walking down the street, the streets of LA. And he says, hey man, you're wearing Beats by Dre headphones. And you are wearing Beats by Dre headphones. And you say, yeah, I am. Cool. Thanks for noticing, Dr. Dre. So that is a really great reason to use your English. And then you have a big purpose behind that. Holy shit, I was walking down the streets of L.A. and I spoke English with Dr. Dre. And that's a rhyme.
That sounds like a rap song right there. Yeah. You're good, man. You're a ninja. You're an English ninja, really.
So that brought purpose to the whole English situation. You're going to get energized. You're going to want to do it again. So you're going to walk down the street the next day hoping to see Dr. Dre, but you won't see him that day because he had gone away, right? Oh, I'm spitting out the raps like nothing, huh?
You're good, man. This is awesome. And that's a great metaphor there, though. Like, I mean, like having that strong purpose. I mean, I would be stoked if I got a chance to meet Dr. Dre walking down the streets of LA. I'd say, hey, what's up, Dre?
Sure. I personally would be pretty scared. I'd be a little scared to talk to Dr. Dre, but I'd probably try. I'd probably say, hey. He's pretty intimidating dude.
Especially if English isn't your first language.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's an extreme example. So let's do something more real life. Like, so then you can do an exercise in your house, check your answers in the book. That's not fun. Why is that cool? Why is that meaningful? Instead, you don't have to be in LA walking down the streets and see Dr. Dre, but you can go online. You could find a chat room, or you could go on a Facebook group, or you could find somebody online to talk to. That would be cool. That's meaningful. That gives purpose to what you're doing. It's like, wow, look at me. I'm connecting with people. And then that energy comes in. Instead of draining out of you, the energy actually comes into you and fills your body, fills your brain, and then you feel energized. And what's that going to lead to? It's going to lead to consistency. You're going to do it more. You're going to practice more, train more. And then in a short amount of time, you're going to be an English badass for sure.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's very inspiring, very...
Kick-ass.
Yes, I would say that. I would say it's very kick-ass. And it seems like you have a strong base. You know, obviously, you're an English teacher. You've obviously learned language yourself, I think. How about we jump into the conversation topic and let's get a little bit deeper into this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about,
Kevin? Like, you, I think, have a pretty great story of kind of going through a failure, not having a lot of purpose in your language learning, and then coming out of that. So you want to just kind of share with the real lifers your experience of learning languages and kind of how you found a better way to learn languages?
Sure, yeah. So when I was young, probably, let's say, 11, 12 years old, I don't remember exactly, I started taking Spanish class at school, and these classes were actually before school. So in the U.S., we go to school from like 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. all day. So this class started at like 6:30 a.m., something like that. But I just remember that it was dark when I would walk to class. I don't remember a lot of that because it was a long time ago. But I just started studying Spanish when I was young. And I really don't know why. At the time, I don't remember making a conscious decision to do this, but I just started studying Spanish. And
But was it an obligation or was it your chosen subject?
No, it was totally an elective thing. Like, we weren't obligated to do before school classes, nothing like that. My parents were pretty open, you know, they didn't force me to do anything like that. So I obviously, for some reason, had an interest in it, even being only...
You didn't have a crush on the Spanish teacher or anything like that?
So for the next 10 years, literally, I studied Spanish at school. And after elementary school, I went to middle school, I studied there, and then high school, I studied there, and I kept signing up for Spanish class. And however, I always did really bad. Not that I struggled and tried really hard and just couldn't ever figure out why I wasn't able to speak Spanish. It was basically just because I didn't put in the effort needed to succeed in a Spanish classroom in a school setting. But I continued with it and I just kept going and going, and I liked being in the class. I liked being around the language, I guess. And we always had fun in the class, a lot of jokes, and that was fun. Fast forward, now I'm 20 at the time. Well, now I'm not 22, but when I became around, when I was 22, I started traveling around the world a bit. I traveled around Europe and Southeast Asia. The only country where I could kind of communicate as soon as I got there was Spain. It was Spain, so that was kind of cool. Oh, this kind of worked. I could see some value in that. But all the other countries I would go to, I would just pay a lot of attention. I would want to speak to the locals, and I would just start communicating as fast as possible with the language. And this worked pretty well for me. I was like, wow, this is something I could probably do. And I was, because I had a purpose all of a sudden, like, oh, now I can see the language being used. I can actually use it to communicate. Then the energy came back. All that energy that would drain out of me in the past came back and filled me with energy. And I was inspired to keep practicing and learning. And so then, getting to the end of the story, I realized for me, my purpose of learning language wasn't just to pass a class in school, because I failed at that, so that didn't work. But it was just to connect with foreign cultures and to travel and to get to know people from around the world. That inspired me to continue to learn and just brought a whole nother perspective to me about language learning.
That's awesome. And obviously having, you mean like just having that connection there with people in Spain and being able to like to live the language and not, you know, I guess, did you actually really, when you were in Spain, did you pick up any more books and start studying the language, or you just purely, you know, communicated with the people there, connected with the people?
No, I never picked up books. After I had this epiphany of I could learn languages just by communicating with people and paying attention, I never wanted to pick up a book again. I spent 10 years in school failing, you know, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know what it's like to stand up in front of a class and have to have, you know, do one of those dialogues, those fake dialogues with another student in English, and the teacher's watching you and the 30 students are watching you, and you just look like a complete fool. You know, it sucks.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know,
it's very rehearsed as well.
It's very rehearsed. It's not natural, and it's hard to replicate that in a real life situation, right? So I've occasionally used books in teaching, but you know, it's definitely just a tool that I use at times to kind of help explain things or show things. But I am very anti-book, anti-traditional methods of learning, and I have proven that this works because I've done it. I speak Portuguese pretty fluently now, and my Spanish is okay, but I haven't studied that in a long time. And I help other people become fluent English speakers, confident English speakers, by following these same methods and by throwing all that boring shit away, those books and the boring videos and the slow lessons, and just throwing those to the side and throwing them down the drain, you could say. And
Oh, so wait, that's a little bit different now, to throw something down the drain.
Yeah, you could throw something down the drain in the floor. There's a hole in the floor where the drain is, and if you really hate your books, you could rip up the top of the drain there, and then just stuff the books in the hole, and once there's a big rainstorm or something, it would wash them away into the ocean, and then you wouldn't have to see them again.
Sure, that's a great way to explain that expression.
Maybe the whales can learn English.
Maybe the whales, yeah. Maybe the you have some fish deep down in the ocean learning
everybody
English.
Everybody needs English these days. So the fish obviously also need to learn English. So
they do. If they're going to be migrating all over the world now, you know.
Sure, with the ocean temperatures changing and these climate changes, the fish and the whales will have to start migrating. And you know, if they want to really take advantage of the oceans all around the world, they're going to have to speak English, right?
Sure. Well, that was awesome, man. That's some great advice there from the English or Ingles Ninja Master.
Sure.
And how can people find out more about you and your methods and just maybe even connect with you in some way?
Sure. If they go to my site, inglesninja.com, that's inglesninja.com. They'll find some cool things there and some things I write about. They can also send me a message or email me. I'm always available. They can find my contact on the site. I'm here. So if anybody wants to connect, they will probably hear from me personally. So don't be afraid.
Sure. And I know, like, obviously just by your website, it's Ingles Ninja. So it is typically, it's kind of directed towards Brazilians, but I mean,
I 90% of my content is in English. So even though it's for Brazilians, everybody can read it. And also, if you're learning English, you might as well practice while you're reading my site. So that's why I keep things in English. It's open to everyone. So feel free. This isn't limited to any one country.
Of course. Just thought I'd clarify that in case people thought, oh, it's Inglês, it must be just for Brazilians. But any English learner can go check it out. It's got some awesome kick-ass ninja content there.
Sure.
It's going to help you guys out big time.
Sure.
Cool. So it's been a pleasure having you here on the conversation topic. It's been very enlightening for us and hopefully all of our listeners as well.
You motivated to do some of this stuff with your Spanish?
I am. I think I should really, I should just be walking out on the street meeting people.
Yeah. Sure. Go down the street, buy a beer and come home. That's your 7-minute Spanish practice for the day.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So that's it for today's conversation topic. And because Kevin is here with us today, we're going to do a very special pronunciation tip. Oh, yeah. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Okay, Kevin, so you've been an English ninja and all. I know that you have written some content for our blog, which is all about content and function words. And just kind of like pronunciation in general, and we just thought maybe for today's podcast you could maybe give our listeners a little bit of insight and just maybe we can just explain to them a little bit about what content and function words are, how they can really help your pronunciation in English, and then we can just maybe send them to your article to check that out.
Oh, sure. That sounds good. So I'm pretty happy when I can see English learners become confident. You know, it'd be great if they speak perfectly, but I want them to be confident. I want them to get into any situation and feel that they can talk and speak with anybody, no matter where they are. A lot of times people, they worry about pronunciation. They think they're going to sound too foreign or they're going to sound too basic because they have a strong accent. But there's some really, easy techniques you can implement and you can start practicing to improve your English. How it works is in English is a time stressed language, which means we don't stress every word, every syllable like a lot of other languages do. Portuguese, Spanish, you pronounce every single word, every single letter. So you look at a word, you know how to speak the language, you know how to say that word. As your listeners know, English is crazy. Sometimes a word sounds like this, sometimes it sounds like this. Words are really, really connected. You can't even hear things like, okay, so a learner might say, I can go to the store. And then I would say, I can go to the store, right? And a native speaker is going to understand, I can go to the store. But there's certain words in a sentence, these content words that are emphasized, that are spoken more loudly. So as a listener, you can just pick up those words, and then these little function words just connect the other words, and then they don't really change the meaning of the sentence. So in this quick sentence, I can go to the store. I go store. Are the content words? I can go to the store. That's all you need to know. So if you train your ear and you train your ear to listen for this, you'll be able to understand those native speakers when they speak very quickly. And then you can also start training yourself and start to speak more like a native speaker and really act like an American or really act like somebody from the UK or Australia. I wrote a blog, like you guys said, on your site. If anybody wants to go there, they can read more about it. How could they find that on Real Life?
If they just go to reallifeglobal.com and type in Kevin to the search bar, I'm pretty sure you'll find that will be the first article. I'm not sure the rest of the articles will be there.
And we can post it on the show notes as well.
Oh, yeah, and we'll also post it on the show notes of this podcast, yeah. Which is at reallifeglobal.com/ninja, N-I-N-J-A.
Quick story, I've had to really, really practice the pronunciation of ninja. Because in Portuguese, whenever I tell people this, they think I'm saying India. Inglês, India. And so it doesn't make any sense. I tried to think of something very simple and easy, but then my pronunciation kind of got in the way. So it's Inglês, ninja. Ninja.
Maybe if Portuguese had these the content and function words, it'd be easier to distinguish the difference between ninja and India. India, right?
For me, it would, as an American English speaker, it would be, that's for sure.
Awesome. So just to recap this awesome pronunciation tip, it was distinguishing the difference between content and function words. I can go to the store compared to?
I can go to the store.
Okay, so you're emphasizing the content words, right? I go store.
I can go to the store.
And the function words get kind of just swallowed up there. Kind of they'll get mingled up into one little sound. I can go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Right. That's great, Kevin. Thank you again. One more time, thank you so much for coming on and helping us out today. And to the listeners, if you want to check out Kevin, don't forget it is at inglesninja.com. That is inglesninja.com. And someone told me you had a bit of a groovy song you wanted to play our listeners out with today. What is this?
Let me thank you guys, too, for bringing me on here. You guys have an awesome thing going. You're connecting the world through English. You're connecting the world with real English, real-life English, and this is so important. So thank you, guys. Keep rocking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll keep practicing my rap in the streets of L.A.
That's good.
To take us out here, my favorite artist is Stevie Wonderful, wonderful Stevie Wonder. He's got so many good songs, but I just chose one that's groovy, and it's called That Girl. So, talk to you guys later. All of you listeners out there, keep going a little bit every day, do something every day. You will become a confident English badass superstar, mofo.
Ninja. You missed that ninja there.
Yeah, ninja. Before ninja, of course.
Awesome, man. Well, that was awesome podcast. We're looking forward to connecting with you again in the future. And like always, guys, you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Radio. Oh, yeah. Yeah.